take to be either eaten or slept on. That choice will depend on the degree of your hunger and or sentimentality. But the day that we're calling Lucy's Day is far from over. We had a couple of tips about what had happened during the ceremony. Lucy Carpenter, Mrs. Johnson's secretary, ran downstairs and said that when Lucy and her father walked down the aisle, when he surrendered her to Pat, she turned around to her father and gave him a little pat as though she was saying goodbye to him. And then when
you mean not a little pat, but a little pat one.
You're paying attention and I'm proud of you. When they were standing for the ceremony, or just before the ceremony, Lucy was so nervous that she was visibly shaking. And she had held her little firm chin out, though, and she was looking up at the magnificent mosaic of Christ. Pat was so moved that he took out a handkerchief and wiped away some real tears during the ceremony. And then also, Bob, very likely, two of them, I think, when it came time for their response, Pat could hardly be heard. His voice, in fact, couldn't be heard. His lips moved. But Lucy's voice came through loud and clear.
Isn't that usually the way, as I recall, most of the weddings I've attended, the woman somehow manages to get the words out beautifully, and the man seems to be somewhat, well, I don't want to say reluctant, but he's quiet about the whole thing.
It's just what we've been saying all along. It's Lucy's Day.
Betty, during the near frantic activities of the past week, Lucy and Pat did manage to squeeze in time for an interview. Let's listen to it.
Lucy, I think you've said at one time or another that this was not love at first sight. Could you tell us what did happen on that first sight or first date?
I don't mean that in a derogatory
Has that been a problem for you? For instance, the traditional asking for a girl's hand, how does that go when you have to ask the president?
Well, it's the same as it were for any other girl. It wasn't difficult. I was nervous. I told you I weren't nervous. I'd be lying. Is it bad? No, but it went very well. And everything worked out just fine.